This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Traveling into your head, into your work zone, into your mind. We are at it right now on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is with us, along with Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen, but I think I said that. Let's not get overboard here. The world has become, as we think about fall, think about what's happening in different parts of the world, this is a fabulous time of year to reflect, I think. Christmas, I mean, there are a lot of different times, but you go from season to season, it's a good reflection time. A lot of people are traveling, so I thought perhaps we ought to go around the country and around the world. Jennifer, where are you taking us?
Taking us to the friendly skies. Oh, wait, we're not. Who were the friendly skies? United?
Yeah, United. This is American.
Okay, so the friendly skies anyway. American Airlines was forced to make an unscheduled stop after a male passenger became unruly. He was punching seats, he was yelling at other passengers, and he was smoking cigarettes. This was a flight, which is, by the way, not a good idea on airplanes.
I thought he was smoking grass or
marijuana, too. He kept telling people he was under the influence of drugs. It originated this flight in Phoenix. Flight 2408 was headed to Minneapolis when the passenger became disruptive about 1 hour after takeoff. Jim Dickey, who was a passenger, is traveling for a convention, said the man began yelling and making threats towards other passengers. According to Jim Dickey's report, he punched the seat in front of him, and the lady screamed, sitting in it, obviously, as you might. Dickey said the pilot announced the flight was diverting about 20 minutes after the incident began. They landed in Denver. The man was removed from the plane by law enforcement. You could tell.
When did this happen?
Was over the weekend, this past
weekend. There was a big disruption when I left Denver at 5 o'clock on
it was,
Saturday
I think it
morning.
It was Friday, but by the time the story hit, it was a couple of days after that because, it takes a while for these things to go viral.
Float to the surface, yes.
Yeah, but according to passengers, he was telling people that he was under the influence of drugs. He then got up from the seat. He locked himself in the toilet. The flight attendants tried to get him out, but he only came out 10 minutes later just as the jet was starting to touch down to land. He lit a joint, smoked cigarettes, was promptly arrested by police who had boarded the flight and strapped him down to a stretcher, which is so charming. He was reportedly heard screaming, "Take it off! It hurts! I'll blanking kill you!" So he didn't go quietly, that's for sure. This is just the latest, though. I think the reason this catches my attention, anyway, is that this is just the latest. It seems like we get a story maybe once a month or at least a couple of times every quarter of people who get on planes and then just lose it, whether or not they're, like, panicking or it's something to do with the substances they're on. These, I don't know if it's happening more often or if we're just reporting and hearing about it more often because of social media and people using their cell phones to take video.
It just
How do you get on a plane with
weed? That, yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
They're, that's, well.
Yeah. Speaking of going viral, this may sound very self-serving and it's not aimed at it. Remember a couple of weeks ago, I talked about it, and we posted it at on a couple of different venues, facebook.com/DJV show and at the website, djvshow.com, a five-minute piece that had been done about my farm and about me. And I looked last night. It's been viewed by 1,577,000
wow,
people.
Wow, that's awesome.
It just went everywhere. So that's, thank you very much. It's a nice story. If you haven't seen it, you can see it.
It's a wonderful little piece. Oh, my gosh. It's very emotional. My mom was tearing up when she watched it. And oh, yeah.
I'm looking forward to meeting Fancy Nancy sometime after arrange.
Well, she grew up, as she says, in the country. So she said it really just resonated with her. And now the area of North Jersey where she was from, she grew up in basically on a horse farm. And it's all developed. And she just loved your passion for the animals.
And that was the whole reason for doing it. I don't want to develop the land. That's the bottom line. So thank you very much. Facebook.com/DJV show or DJVshow.com. Let's keep traveling. Wait a minute. The visitors, I suppose this is a travel story. the thing at Area 51 seems to have petered out. There were 2 million people supposed to show up, and about 200 showed up, I think. What was the real number? Anybody get the number?
I heard it was 75 people.
That was
it?
Yeah,
I'd heard it was the 100, yep.
Ah, shit.
Wow.
In any case, I'm very disappointed with all the people who were no-shows.
Me too.
Yes, I am too. 1,500 people showed up at the festival site,
right.
But that was, like, I think, closer to Vegas, wasn't it?
Yeah.
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 Yep.
So.
Oh, well. Oh, well.
I think only one person got arrested.
Is that all?
Oh, yeah. No because one person tried to... Well, apparently you were allowed to go right up to the sign that said Area 51 or whatever the sign says, the military site. You're allowed to go and take a picture with the sign.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it was a two-hour drive from Vegas, so I guess... People went to other places, and they didn't bother going into the middle of nowhere.
If you go to Roswell, is an interesting town in and of itself because of all of the stuff around Area 51, the UFOs and stuff. It's just kind of a campy joint. Have you ever been? Anybody ever been there?
Wait, Roswell's in New Mexico. This is Nevada.
Yeah, I know, but everybody thinks that it's the same place. It's a bit, and there was a lot of activity in Roswell this weekend as well. That sort of thing. It's just kind of the fanatics. Who get into looking at, you can't see, the Area 51 provides you with nothing except a chain link fence and a sign.
Right.
That's it.
So
if you go to Roswell,
you
can kind of have a
Roswell's an actual town, right?
Yes, it is. Yep. Also, I suppose maybe underscoring what, from the serious to the sublime, over the weekend it was announced that we are going to send troops into Saudi Arabia. I'm sort of surprised at the starchiness of the Iranians on this. And I don't really understand whether the guy who's... I mean, the Ayatollah, we all know, is a nutbird. But I had some
Rouhani
faith in
that. Is the president.
Yeah, I wouldn't want... He doesn't... He seems to be... At least maybe because he needs to keep the job and keep the goodwill of the Ayatollah. But he's not sounding like
he's threatening
a man
to do it
of the
again.
People.
Right.
But why? What do they...
What
are they getting out of it? They all of a sudden become very bellicose, and one wonders why. What in the world do they have to gain?
I think they're kind of like the wounded animal. They're under severe sanctions right now. And,
but they brought it on themselves.
Ticked, I know. They're ticked at Trump for getting out of the deal, and they're ticked at the European Union
But they weren't
well.
Honoring the deal.
The Europeans
wouldn't have gotten out. Just because Trump got out, the Europeans wouldn't have gotten out unless they had some evidence that the Iranians were back to doing their nuclear stuff that they were doing before that upset everybody.
They're still in, but they're going back and forth. It's very, very heated right now between, especially Macron and Iran. So they're striking back for whatever reason. But over the weekend, the reason we deployed troops more as a show of strength than obviously encouraging any conflict is because the Houthis, who are kind of like their hired assassins now, who took responsibility for the last attack, said, "Oh yeah, we're going to do it again. We've got the funds. We're going to go again." So now here we are again. I don't know why they're doing it. I mean, obviously, other than what we just said, but they're trying to up the tension to see who's going to blink first.
Why? What will they get out of it? In a moment, we find out whether Cory Booker will or won't. Will he or won't he after this 15 past the hour on today's DJV program?
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35 and three-quarter inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so will he or won't he? Cory Booker, adios muchachos. See you later, alligator. All right, that's my feeling about Cory Booker. Anybody?
Well, the question is, when is he going to drop out? Because this is clearly not his year, and he hasn't really been able to get any traction above the 4% that he brought in. And now, as these debates are coming every month, they have these stipulations, these fundraising goals that you have to make. I think he already reached the platform because whoever was on the stage in September will be on the stage again in October. So I think he'll be qualified for October, but I'd imagine if he can't get any traction after that, he will probably have to drop out, because I think then they're going to start raising the bar again to try to get people on the stage who really do have a chance of finishing and may not be him.
And you keep talking, all of you, about how Elizabeth Warren seems to be showing up. Man, there's another
night. She does. She's not my first pick, but she's beating Joe Biden. Yeah,
she's beating Biden in Iowa.
And she surpassed Bernie, too.
All right, Walmart says it's going to stop selling e-cigarettes at all of its stores because of regulatory complexity and uncertainty. I would think that they would run first with uncertainty and not really. That's a better. Regulatory complexity isn't a good sales job. If you want to make people feel better about your store, you tell them, we're not sure this is a good product, so we're going to take away all the worry and we're not going to sell them anymore. But there's a lot of focus, as you know. We talk about it here almost every day in one way or another. So they're going to sell what they have and not order any more, which seems moderately self-serving. But there have been deaths reported. You know that. We've talked about this a lot. The vaping ads are going away. Mitt Romney and Jeff Merkley, Romney's a Republican, Merkley is a Democrat, introducing a bill to ban e-cigarette flavors other than tobacco and apply new taxes. Why would you leave tobacco in? Why don't go all the way?
Well, because the flavors are the only things that's what's attracting kids. So people are really not going after adult smokers. They're just going after, they want to stop this stuff going to kids.
I would think that they would. I saw some kids chewing tobacco over the weekend. And I thought to myself, what a horrible, you realize what it does to your mouth. It's cancer. You might as well be chewing on a cancer stick. Ay, awful. And the breath that comes from it. I mean, I think they.
Where
think
do you buy cancer sticks, by the way? I always hear people talk about those.
Any place you buy cigarettes. 21 after the hour on these here DJV shores. It's the DJV program.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Motown, some sort of a Motown or a black, the history of black music in our country. I think that'd be a fabulous thing. If you haven't seen any of the present show on PBS, Ken Burns has treated the history of country music and the history really of Americana in about as fabulous a way. Every time I'm more impressed with every episode that I see. We're not talking about that here, though. This is Motown time, 25 after. The Motown Museum held a ceremonial groundbreaking to expand the Detroit building where Berry Gordy built his music empire over the weekend, during actually a whole weekend of events marking their 60th anniversary. Gordy recently announced plans to donate $4 million toward the project, incorporating interactive exhibits, a performance theater, and a recording studio. Go back to 1959 at this time of year, and that's when Motown got started. And then they moved from Detroit to L.A. in 72, and he sold it out in 1988, became very wealthy. His late sister, Esther Gordy Edwards, founded the museum in the Hitsville headquarters on West Grand Boulevard back in 85. The roster for the Detroit era included the Supremes, the Miracles, Martha and the Vandellas, Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, Jackson 5, Four Tops, Temptations. The list goes on and on. Crank this one up. It's a fabulous thing.
I'm getting to you, baby. Remember the day I set you free. I told you you could.
You have ABC by the kids. That's my favorite.
Jackson 5?
Oh, yeah. It's a great song. The kid. Oh, yeah. That's a kid. He was 12 years old then when this song came out. Late 60s. Yeah,
I thought he was younger than that.
Was he?
I don't know. I just always assumed he was younger.
Well, he was younger. He was 8 when they started. I'm just talking about this song. As a group together, I think they lasted 6 or 7 years. I can't remember now. That's because the old man whipped them into it, pretty much, literally. and figuratively. All right, next up, as long as we're talking about Motown, let's stay with Detroit. As a matter of fact, some very important Detroit businesses have announced that they're starting an endowment for the Detroit Youth Choir, getting $1 million. Several Detroit-based foundations and local business leaders announced the endowment for the choir at their Detroit homecoming following their loss to blind autistic singer Cody Lee on the final America's Got Talent. Anybody see that?
Yeah, I saw it. It's
quite spellbinding, I'm told. Mm-hmm. Hundreds of people cheering and looking on, many people wearing purple, which is the choir's signature color. Homecoming was a partnership between WDIV-TV, the broadcast America's Got Talent, and the City of Detroit, Downtown Detroit Partnership. I was watching you guys, you and Cody Lee, are on stage. My heart's in my throat, said the mayor, Mike Dugan, before making the announcement. He said, quote, when they announced it was Cody Lee, I was a bit disappointed for a second, but I was thinking, he deserves $1 million. He was great. The only thing I thought was unfair is there should have been two first prizes. So that's, I guess, where they come in here, right? For the other $1 million. The mayor then worked with multiple Detroit-based foundations to create the endowment. Isn't that nice? That's a good public service thing. The endowment was not the only surprise the choir experienced. Duggan also gave the choir a key to the city, as well as giving each member a replica key to the city for their own homes. He said, in your life, you're going to go far and wide. You're going to accomplish great things. And the choir was then handed a large plaque featuring pictures of them on America's Got Talent. Isn't that nice? What a warm way for them to have that.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A former U.S. Secretary of State who's often at odds with the Trump administration's policies says he does agree this time that clearly Iran was behind the recent attacks on Saudi oil facilities.
I believe Iran, one way or the other, was behind the attack that took place.
And as many lawmakers are calling on President Trump to take some decisive action, maybe even military action in the wake of those attacks, John Kerry says,
the president, I think, is actually correct to be evaluating sort of not being rushed into a corner to go to war.
Kerry spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. Meanwhile, the Iranian foreign minister says he's not confident that war between the U.S. and Iran can be avoided. He says, though, Iran wouldn't be the one to start a war. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The DJV Show today? Don't worry. You can check out all the latest stories on the podcast at djvshow.com.
Continuing with a focus on your day, this is the DJV Show. I'm Doug. Jennifer's here. Victoria's here. Kara is here, sort of. Listen, have those big old parties. Nothing wrong with that. So here we are, establishing a foothold on the day with some food news. Victoria, what do you have to report with regard to something new? I'm looking for something new to eat. I'm looking for something.
Are you an avocado fan? I don't know that I've ever heard you like say it. Anything.
Yeah. No, I don't like. They're very good for you. I just don't like their consistency. Yeah. They just kind of, ooh. It's, you know,
you don't even like guacamole when it's mashed up with tomatoes and spices?
No, most necessary. I'll have some avocado in a salad. If I have enough salad dressing on it, so I don't have to taste it or deal with it. But I know it's very healthy.
You're definitely not a millennial, because millennials keep avocados in business.
Yeah. I know that. All right,
well, so Kroger's in the news for avocados. Now, the reason that they're in the news is because they have a new line of avocados that last up to 30 days without spoiling.
Really?
Now, that's one of the things. Avocados are
to me.
Avocados are not cheap. And oftentimes, if you, some people put them in, I've done this both ways. I've put them, you know, in the refrigerator to keep them from getting overly ripe too soon. It also, they also don't taste that great when they're refrigerated.
Well, but
so.
They're good to put on your face. They're great anti-aging. You can, if you don't like to eat them, you can mash them up and put them on your face.
Well, I don't buy them to put them on my face. I buy them
I understand.
To eat them.
I'm just telling you what some people do.
A lot of people have a big problem with avocados spoiling. And as soon as they spoil, it takes a turn very quickly, and they just turn black inside. And it's really disgusting. So this new line is called Apeel. It's A-P-E-E-L. And they have developed a 30-day, now this is for avocados and limes as well. It's the company that says it's, quote, fighting the global food waste crisis by utilizing nature's tools to prevent waste in the first place. Now, this actually, I remember reading about this company, Apeel, back in 2018, and it was a private company that had come up with this way of, it creates a second skin on the produce, so the extra coating helps reinforce the plant's natural peel. And it slows the rate of water loss and oxidation, which is what causes spoilage. So this company came up with Apeel. It's called Apeel Sciences. So now the weird thing about this is it seems on one hand, yes, this is a great idea. And this can really help a lot of developing nations and things like that. But at the same time, I don't know. I always wonder. It makes me a little nervous when science gets too involved with our food supply.
Yeah.
I'm not really down with that. However, they say that they have developed coatings for not just avocados, but for asparagus, for mandarins. They're working on expanding into 50 different items, coatings that are specific. I know, right? It says it doesn't keep the avocados from browning once they've been sliced. It only keeps the whole fruit from it keeps it ripe longer. But once you slice into it,
this is something.
Now, the average avocado stays fresh for 3 to 4 days on a kitchen counter, and it can stay fresh up to 10 days in the fridge. This Apeel says that the ripe avocados will stay fresh enough to eat for 6 days if it's just sitting out. So it gives it a longer shelf life if you don't want to refrigerate your avocados. But they say that the coating is made from materials that are found within the fruit, that it is both edible and organic. That's what they're claiming. So it has no color, no taste, and no odor. And they said it comes in different formulations that can actually be certified organic, even though the coating itself, they say, is not organic.
But
now Kroger is they're going to start, they're the first major food chain that's going to, grocery store chain that's going to start rolling these out. So we'll see how they sell. I don't know how much more expensive they will be, but it definitely, it'll be a little bit more expensive to have this process.
Okay. I'm going to stick with tomatoes and cabbage. Thanks very much.
Cabbage.
The other food news here, I suppose this is a food story, even though it's not really food at all. Coca-Cola has come up with an apple-flavored drink. Apple-flavored Coca-Cola. So what do you think? The doctor's not going to tell you an apple a day or an apple, a Coke apple a day will keep the doctor away. Probably not. Anybody taste this?
It's apple.
Yet? Yeah, right. Anybody
the apple
taste
Coke?
This?
I can't even wrap my head around what that must taste like.
Well,
like cherry Coke I've had, and that's fine. But apple Coke?
Yeah, that's thank you. I love the inflection.
I'm confused.
They've also got cinnamon Coke at some point. I think they released cinnamon Coke. Yeah, but
cinnamon kind of goes along a little bit like cherry Coke. Yeah, that makes sense. But apple,
You want to check this out? Go to the website, Instagram account, Junk Food on the Go. That tells you something. The most difficult day to cook, chefs.
Monday.
Well, I'll bracket this with holidays. Apparently, chefs do not like working on New Year's Eve. They don't like Valentine's Day. There's a survey out of the most difficult days to cook. And 54% said they didn't like Valentine's Day. 55% said they didn't like working on New Year's Eve. I guess those are understandable.
By the way, New Year's Eve and Valentine's, this is something that the restaurant industry doesn't really talk about. But if you do New Year's Eve and Valentine's Day are always prefix menus where you pay like, you know, $100 or $150 for a three-course meal. Well, the reason those are all set courses is because the chef is not there. That's the B team. So anytime you go out on New Year's Eve and Valentine's Day, you're not getting the actual chef of a restaurant that might be a well-known restaurant. You're getting the B-level line cooks. That's why it's a set menu, because they can all make it over and over.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Well, isn't that interesting? Thank you. I didn't.
Just so you know, that's why the chefs don't like working, because they don't work on those days. That's why they're saying.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Yeah. So that's the story behind the story with that. Your waiter is trying to influence your order. There was a survey done of waiters and how people decide, and 95% of the waiters say, or he or she urges you to go towards specific dishes on the menu. You know, when you ask the waitress, well, what would you order, or what's been selling well tonight, or what's the best thing on the menu? They've been told by the chef what he wants to move.
And you know why they're moving that?
Yeah.
Because that's old.
Old.
Yeah. They get rid of the oldest stuff first. It's so true. They tell the wait staff, all right, everybody, push this special because we've got to get rid of it. That's why. Yeah.
Right. Yep.
And if you think about it, it's not something like steak or chicken. It's usually a seafood dish that's going to expire.
Yes. Right. Food Network conducting a survey among professional chefs. Let's see here. What else? Did they find picky eaters are a pain? Okay, listen to this.
Did they really need a survey to tell
you? I know, right?
Apparently, bread that isn't used gets used on another table. Three chefs in the survey admitted that uneaten but possibly handled bread removed from one table makes its way to another table.
Oh, wow.
Then why can't we give it to the homeless?
Yeah, that's a good question. Thank you.
Yep, there you go.
It's also, let's see here. What?
Did you hear about the celebrity chef who died?
No.
Like, I heard about them, but I don't know who that is.
You know, he looks so familiar to me, and I didn't know why, obviously, but I must have seen him a bunch of times on Food Network. It was Carl Ruiz, who owns La Cubana in New York. He's only 44 years old, though. That's what makes the story kind of extraordinary.
Was it a heart attack? Or
they think he had a heart attack, but there isn't an official cause of death yet.
Really?
Right. He was on television a lot. He was on Food Network quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. In a moment, I would like to work over the folks at Purdue Pharma. Everybody up for that? They deserve a little more working orders, think? Let's take another shot at the Sacklers right after this.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. When it comes to cancer prevention, what you eat and drink can play a big role.
Alcohol affects multiple different forms of cancer. It affects liver cancer, stomach cancers, mouth and throat cancer. It also can act in conjunction with cigarette exposure. Those two put together increase your risk more than either one alone, but it in and of itself is a risk factor for multiple different forms of cancer.
Dr. Timothy Moynihan says there are diets that are associated with a higher risk of developing cancer.
Diets that are very high in fat, high in meat, especially processed meats, meats that are charred or charbroiled. Again, if it's excessive in those regards, those people do have a higher risk of various types of cancers, stomach cancer, colon cancer, breast cancer, others.
As the old saying goes, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, and some simple changes could help lower your risk. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in
in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag Sales Event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag Sales Event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today. You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, before we leave the food stuff. There was a show on, I was watching BBC News on the plane coming back on Saturday morning, and there was a story about how a lot of teenagers who ate buttermilk and sesame and peanut have died. A six-year-old girl in Australia died as a result of a dairy allergy. So the question came on the rise in allergy, why do we have so much? Why are so many people allergic to so much food? 7% of the children in England, apparently, 9% in Australia, 9% have food allergies. And, you know, we all know what happens. You eat food and it makes you crazy and you get all swollen up and sometimes, you know, you die. And so they're trying to figure out why there's such an increase. Have you noticed that here? An increase in allergies.
Oh, yeah, and peanut allergies. And
It's like every kid has an allergy.
So they said the same thing. Right. Children are allergic to milk, eggs, peanuts, things that are normally raw. Fish sometimes, shellfish. So they, because we don't have, we're not building up, our children are not exposed to things that build up their immune system. So they're wildly allergic to all kinds of things that, you know, look at my generation or even the millennials or maybe the next generation under me. Anyway, we didn't have the kind of allergies, but it's because people aren't exposed to a lot of things. If you eat peanuts, if you're pregnant, you eat peanuts, kid's going to be fine. What, for whatever the reason, it's because of the earth. You know, peanuts are grown in the ground. And it just is, for whatever the reason, something that is has become very problematic.
Well, part of the problem is that people, some people had peanut allergies, so then doctors started telling moms don't eat peanuts when you're pregnant because then your kids might have a peanut allergy, so all these moms stopped eating peanuts,
right.
And now even more kids have peanut allergies none of them got exposed. Right.
But you know, never a problem when I was in school, at least on a huge level. Yeah.
I don't know. One of my good friends has a boy who's 2, and he's allergic to peanuts, but she ate peanut butter sandwiches when she was pregnant because that's what she was craving. So it doesn't, I don't know. There's got to be something else. Maybe Dr. Jack might say it's the vaccines or something. Yeah, I don't know.
Speaking of vaccines, Purdue Pharma asking a bankruptcy judge to halt hundreds of lawsuits against the company and the Sackler family that owns it. They produced OxyContin, right? 26,000 lawsuits against them. And they want to shut them down. Even though they filed for Chapter 11, they're trying to find out where the family has stashed, what is it, about $1 billion or something?
More than that.
Yeah, right. There's a lot of requests to shield them, but you know, they got to take responsibility for sure. 10 before the hour.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We are at 53 after the hour. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit has an illness in his family. So I've decided to spend this time focused on some entertainment personalities, news from Hollyweird. I thought it was very interesting, actually. Over the weekend, there was a lot of attention being given to Nicole Kidman. She had an interview, and she spoke about her children's decision to stay with their father's religion. Did you know that? That they have decided to be Scientologists. The children, Isabella, who's 26, and Connor, who's 24, and this, they were married in 1990. I didn't realize it was that long ago. The children, chose to live with their father, and now Nicole Kidman has said that her role as their mother is to show them unconditional love. But I think she has children. Doesn't she have other children beside these two? Don't I remember that from...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she has other kids, and then, yeah, so she has other kids that she lives with, and then these ones she just doesn't see, ever.
Right. But who is the parent? Is Keith Urban the father? She was married to somebody else in between, too, if I remember correctly. Anyway, they met on the set of Days of Thunder back in 1989.
Yeah, she's got two kids with Keith Urban, and then two kids with Tom Cruise.
She does.
Yeah.
How long has she been married to Keith Urban?
I don't know. It must be like 10, 12 years. They've been married for quite a while. I think they got married in, 2006, so 13 years. Yeah.
Have you seen, Kara, all the stuff coming out of the Demi Moore memoir, including she talks about the threesomes that she used to have with Ashton Kutcher?
I have not seen that, and I didn't need to know that.
She said, quote, "I wanted to show him how great I was and how fun I could be." So they were... I mean, interesting. What else? What do you say about it under the circumstances, right? What else is there to say about that? More from the entertainment world. I guess I'll stop talking about it right now. A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV.
It's hard to imagine, but every day, right here in our community, there are families living out of their cars, parents skipping meals so their kids will have enough to eat, and folks who can't afford electricity, no matter how hot or cold it might be outside. But you can help your neighbors in need win these battles against poverty by giving to the Salvation Army, where your donation supports struggling families trying to stay afloat. Want to join this fight for good? Please visit givewestwood.org to make a donation.
All right, so a lot of people are talking about the Emmy show last night, not so much the people who won, but things, for example, the business of Homer Simpson, the speculation of whether he'd be the first animated leading man to host the Emmys, because there was a lot of talk about that, that didn't happen. Anthony Anderson, where was he? You didn't
see
the beginning of the show,
though,
right?
I didn't see the beginning,
last night? Yeah. Anderson found, apparently there was some misstep with the beginning, and so they got Bryan Cranston. He took the stage, delivered an earnest speech that an actual host might have done, may have had the seriousness of what happens when you're not joking. He said, quote, 50 years ago, Neil Armstrong walked on the moon, and through the power of television, 600 million people in 53 million households walked with him. Not bad ratings. Not a bad way to begin the night either, according to some of the people who reviewed. So I don't know what the Homer Simpson. I thought they were supposed to go without having a host. Wasn't that the whole idea?
Well, I don't think Bryan Cranston was the host. I think they just had a lot of celebrities come on stage at different parts. So he introduced the show. Then other people came on later. Yeah.
Right, but it wasn't expected that he was going to. Apparently, that wasn't what they expected to have happen.
Well, if he didn't know he was going to go on, he did a pretty good job for, doing it last minute. Yeah.
Yeah, right. What did Patricia Arquette say later on that grabbed everybody?
I saw her. She was talking about trans actors, and her sister was trans, and so trans actors need to be hired more.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.